I once was playing golf, and I wouldn't say I was playing well, but I enjoy golfing, and I was playing with this man who I'd never golfed with before, and thank God he wasn't a particularly good golfer either, so I didn't have to be too nervous. But he had a tendency in the golf game that kind of baffled me. Whenever he would have a good shot, he would get angry. Like, I saw him chip in from 25 yards off the green, and he's within 2 inches of the cup, just starts swearing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? If I could be within 2 inches off the cup, I'd be cheering. Why are you so angry? But he wanted to be perfect. He wanted his game to be the best. And I think sometimes we have this tendency to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Like, that kind of shot, if I had it, keeps me coming back next year, that maybe something good will happen again. I don't watch the PGA Tour and think I'm gonna be like them, because I know that's not true. And we have that tendency in our spiritual lives as well. If I can't be perfect, it must be all worthless. This tendency to want the perfect over the good is common. It's a thing in business too, right? Our product isn't 100% yet. We'd like to do more research and development, but the marketing guys are always going, is it good enough? We gotta sell something because we owe a lot of money from all the R&D we've done. Just sell it already. It's never gonna be perfect. If we wait for the perfect, we will never act. We'll get discouraged, and we'll prevent ourselves from doing the good that we can in favor of an ideal that perhaps for us is unattainable. Our first reading today, speaking of the mercy of God, says that God rebukes temerity. God rebukes those who are afraid to try, those who are afraid to act, even if they can't do it perfectly. He is merciful. He knows we're going to make mistakes, and he bestows his mercy generously upon us. But sometimes we hold ourselves to a higher standard. If I'm not perfect yet, there must be something horribly wrong with me. If I'm not levitating when I go to adoration, there's something horribly wrong with my faith, and I'm not praying right. But that's not how God works. Our God is a God of patience. What does St. Paul say in our second reading today? We don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit makes up for it with that inexpressible groanings. Just because we don't know how to pray perfectly and levitate and bilocate and all these things doesn't mean you shouldn't pray. Just because it's not perfect doesn't mean it's not fruitful or good, or that trying now won't get you better for the future. It is by doing that we learn. And the patience of God is something we lack with ourselves. You know, sometimes in confession, I'll hear the Father, it's the same things again. Well, thanks be to God, you're not adding new ones, right? Like, it's not getting worse. Perhaps it's even getting a little bit better. Has it been 4 weeks instead of 2 that you've needed to come to confession? Are those temptations getting a little bit lighter? These are things to rejoice in. We're making progress. It doesn't mean we're utter failures. God in his mercy is patient with us and gives us that time we need to grow. You haven't figured out how to solve world hunger yet? Well, God forbid. But maybe you can feed that poor person who's right in front of you today. The good that we can do is good. And we can't let this ideal of, I'm not perfect yet, get in the way of preventing us from doing what is at hand. In our gospel today, we get 3 parables about God's patience. Is the world perfect? No, there are plenty of weeds in it. But God allows the wheat to grow anyway, because he doesn't want to root it all out. He doesn't want to make it worse because we're not perfect now and just destroy the whole thing. There is still good there. That mustard seed is small, and it takes patience for it to flourish into a great bush. It's not like you plant the smallest of seeds and the next day you wake up and birds are nesting in it. It takes time to grow. That wheat that leavens a batch of flour doesn't happen in 10 minutes. And if it does, you've done something horribly wrong, and don't eat whatever you're baking. It takes overnight, it takes time for that reaction to occur.
Do we allow ourselves the time that God does? Do we have that patience with ourselves that God does? He gives us the whole span of our lives to learn to follow Him, to grow in virtue. And that growth comes along with who we are naturally. All of us needed to develop. From the time we're born, we're not feeding ourselves and taking care of ourselves. We're this little lump of flesh that needs somebody to do everything for us. Potty training is a great success. We're not perfect by that point, but man, isn't it better than how we started? The good is not an enemy of the perfect. It is a step along the way, and it is gradual. And it's how we grow, both spiritually and physically. And it is a part of God's plan. So we've made a mistake. We've sinned again. We learn from it and run to that confessional to get that fresh start, to receive the grace to do better next time. We can't do a full holy hour yet, but we come for 15 or even 10 minutes of adoration to give God the time that He needs to work on our hearts and teach us to pray. And if we're patient with ourselves too, when we can look at our lives and say, I'm better than I was a year ago, or 10 years, or 20, and have come a long way, shouldn't we extend that same patience to others? In our gospel today, Jesus makes clear, the world will not be perfect in our lifetime. He is the one who will come and separate the good from the evil, reconciling everything to Himself and bringing about His kingdom in its fullness. In the meantime, there will be weeds. We'll have to wait. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do the good we can here and now. That we shouldn't get discouraged because we're not perfect yet either. Think about the only one who is perfect, God Himself. But in the book of Genesis, when He created humanity, He looked at us and said, "It is very good." Let's latch on to that more than the imperfections. Let's take courage in the progress that we have made and be encouraged by the patience of our God, who gives us time to learn and grow and to do better. If we wait for perfect, we'll be waiting a long time. But we can do good, and we can do better. And God rebukes those who are with temerity. He wants us to try. That is enough for Him. And His mercy takes care of the rest. So let us go and do and learn and grow and become who God intended us to be. You are very good.